Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Each week on Wisconsin's Afternoon News, we talk to Travel Secretary Ann Sayers. Here's me and Greg Matzik with the Secretary. All right, here we go. We love this time of the week. We talk to our friend, the Travel Secretary, Ann Sayers, who is with us. Ann, good afternoon. Yeah. Ann.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm okay, but I'm thirsty.
Hey-oh. Oh, I think we may have the cure for that, Ann. What do you have in mind?
I was thinking beer,
All right.
Malt water, yeast. Yeah. What do you think?
I like where we're going here. This is kind of our jam in Wisconsin, isn't it?
We're really good at this part. Yes, we are.
And I feel like we need like maybe an hour to get through this, right? I mean, we could make this an entire show talking about breweries in Wisconsin. And we've seen this really all over the country, the explosion of microbreweries. And some places, of course, do it better than others. And we in Wisconsin really, really seem to do it well, including Racine County, where they're doing great things with beer.
Yeah, you're so right. I mean, we picked three to share with you today, but we have endless options to choose from. But I am really excited about this one in Racine County, The Runaway. It's in Burlington. You can head down to Burlington to savor a rotating selection of small batch beer. It's a micro pub at The Runaway. They bring big flavors to the community. Whether you're new to beer, maybe you're an old pro, you're going to feel very welcome while you're there. They pour a range of craft selections. Many are brewed by the founder of The Runaway, but they also have some beers that are made by guest brewers and gluten-free beverages. They have hard ciders and seltzers. And it's located in historic downtown Burlington. What they're doing there is just really emphasizing quality, technique, and community in everything they produce. I have to say, while you're in town, grab dinner at Rustic Roots. It's a restaurant offering a menu of really creative dishes in a country chic kind of atmosphere. So I really want to try this one dish. Sticky sesame cauliflower. Sounds amazing. Or Cajun mussels. They also have Greek-style ribs. Greek style. So that'd be cool. And then check out the Mart apartment if you need a place to stay while you're there in Burlington. It's a space that features beautiful fixtures, modern furnishings, hardwood floors, exposed brick. It's kind of cozy and comfortable and very chic.
That sounds fun. Stumble into the Mart apartment complex. That's a good idea. Hey, let's head to the Northwoods,
right.
Ann. Let's do Northwoods. What's going on up there?
Yes, let's go to Spooner, where you can appreciate some craft flavors at Round Man Brewing Company. It's a family-run brew pub. They've been serving up hop-centric ales and upper-end pub fare for a while now. They opened in 2017. It's opened by the Churchill family with the parents and the three adult children who are all working there for the brewery. You can choose from at least 14 different beers, many with selections being seasonal specialties. So for folks looking to change it up, Round Man also offers craft cocktails. And the food menu is really impressive, too. It's a full of a classic bar food, but with some unique touches and twists worth checking out. And they have this, the look is kind of exposed metal, wood, concrete, kind of an industrial feel, but they have a big rounded bar, and they designed it that way on purpose to encourage conversation. And while you're there, check out one of the rental houses from Parliament Properties. It's actually owned by the Churchill family who owns the brew pub, but it's a great place to stay in the Spooner area. They have three distinct houses that offer spacious, comfortable options for travel parties as large as six people. So that sounds like a party.
Yeah, it sounds
absolutely
great.
There's another great brewery, and you know, you see some of their offerings in stores in southeastern Wisconsin. That's Potosi Brewing Company.
Yes, we could not mention Potosi Brewing Company. They have such a diverse selection of beers. They're in Grant County. They were founded in 1852. So it was a staple for 120 years, and then they closed. But the brewery sprung back to life in its original site in 2008, and now it's just this destination for travelers to southwestern Wisconsin. It's a big part of the community in Potosi. You can visit this modern brew pub for a taste of craft beers, great food. You start out with a good old Potosi. It's a golden ale that recreates the original recipe and the historic brewery it was always known for, and then sample some of the seasonal releases, barrel-aged beers you're not going to find anywhere outside the brew pub. And then you're really lucky, because while you're there, you can also visit the National Brewery Museum. It's housed in the original Potosi Brewery, and you can see just a world-class collection of historic beer memorabilia. They have things from breweries across the country, including bottles and coasters and trays, advertising materials, which I just love, neon signs. It's really a fun afternoon.
That's cool. The National Brewery Museum is in Grant County?
Nobody even knows.
That's cool.
It's so fun. You're going to have a blast. You're like, where does this stuff even come from? Well, There it is, right there.
That's
in the
awesome.
Waiting for you.
All right, Ann, are you more a hoppy IPA kind of girl, a smooth lager? Would you rather have a crisp light beer? What's your go-to?
Kind of depends on the day, but I'm here for a lager. Sometimes hops is a little too much, yet I can really love a stout, which is not too much.
Ooh,
so I don't know.
Yeah, nice.
That's
very,
depends, you know?
Very wintry, right? I mean, it can be a seasonal thing, right? You can spin from Oktoberfest in October. You can spin to the stout season in November, December.
Sure,
like it.
Absolutely.
Ann Sayers is the travel secretary. For more information, check out travelwisconsin.com. I hope we quenched your thirst, Ann.
I'm pretty feeling good. Thank you.
Talk to you next week. I love her enthusiasm. If you'd like more information on the show, go to WTMJ.com. I'm John Mercier. Thanks for spending part of your weekend with us. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.